It is a pleasure to welcome to the program Bobby Abreu, is back with us live on AM 830. Bobby, how are you, man?
How are you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Hey, and, you know, first of all, before we talk about Hideki, I know for you, you know, it's been, what, a little over a month, but congrats on the new contract. I'm really, really glad that you're coming back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm really happy, you know, to coming back with the Angels. I really have a beautiful experience this year with them. You know, I made it to the playoffs. We that close, you know, to get into the World Series. But it was good. It was good. I mean, I was so happy, you know, in LA with my teammates, the Angels, all the organization. They've been pretty so good. So, and I just want to come back. So we finally, you know, get the numbers right. And here I am, you know, for two more years in LA.
Yeah, and you guys got it done quick, which was nice. You didn't waste any time.
Yeah.
And you know, Bobby, I know we talked about it during last season while you were here. But it really, I'm not just saying it was really remarkable what a fit you were on this team. Perfect fit.
Well, it made me feel good. You know, the way that these young guys, my teammates, the way they play the game and the way they, you know, asking for questions, you know, about the game, and they want to just get better, like Ivar, stories, you know, even Sean Figgins, so we just talk about it, you know, all these young guys, you know, they asking for a question about the game, what they doing, some specific, you know, situations in the game. To me, I'm very happy, you know, to try to help them, because when I help them to get better, you know, they're going to help the team to win some games. They're going to help the team, you know, to be in the playoff. And even, you know, they're going to help to win the World Series, which is the key, you know, for the club. So to me, I just have a nice experience over there, and I'm really, you know, happy to be with them.
Yeah, and the cool thing, Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, that it just kind of happened naturally, right? I mean, it wasn't forced. You weren't trying to preach to anybody. I mean, it just kind of happened naturally out of respect, the relationship that you developed with these guys.
Yeah, no doubt. We have a nice chemistry on the team, yeah. You know, and even, you know, they ask me some questions, I give them some answers. I have to go over there and to the play, you know, execute what I was tell them, you know, what I was talking about. So, I mean, even one thing is, you know, communication, and another thing is the action. You know, just go out there to the field and do and show them what, you know, the way to do it. So I think it's a two way to, you know, to help the young guys, and then giving, you know, good example, just to play the game, and you know, so, and one of the ways that you can get better.
That's great. Well, hey, Bobby, as I mentioned, not only are you coming back, but so is your former teammate, Hideki Matsui. What do you think of that?
Ooh, nice, man. Nice. I'm telling you, you guys are going to see one of the best clutch hitters in the game. Even, you know, the most exciting, I'm telling you right now, is whenever they bring lefty to Matsui, forget it. That guy hit against the left-handers, like, you're never going to see something like that. That's funny, especially when the runner score position. That's one of the things that Hideki Matsui is so special in that. So I think, I mean, that's a very nice move over there. I mean, Matsui is going to help the team a lot, and he's going to, you know, produce a lot of runs.
Oh, that's great, man, because as you, Bobby, you kind of hit it on right away. Some fans I know are thinking, hey, this guy's 35, he's got arthritic knees, why would the Angels sign him? But this guy can hit.
Yeah, that's true. Matsui can hit. Matsui is, like I said, I mean, I played with him and for a couple of years, and I know what kind of player he is. You know, he was a couple of injuries before, you know, but he can show that he can play the game. He showed he has the heart. Even, you know, he's quiet guy. He's very quiet, but in the field, you know, he's different. He's different. He got a passion for the game, and he's gonna show it to you. You know, the way he's so a pro. You know, in this game.
Talking with Bobby Abreu of the Angels here on AMA 30. Hideki Matsui joins the Angels today as well. And on that note, Bobby, unfortunately, Sean Figgins has left for Seattle, signing with the Mariners. And, you know, we've kind of been kicking around who's going to bat leadoff now. Now, Mike Socha says it's not going to be you. He likes you in the number two hole or three, depending on what goes down, but two for sure. But what do you think about Eric Ibar batting leadoff?
I like it. I like Ibar. He's one of those guys that no doubt that he can run. I love to see that guy on bases. I mean, he's run. It's very exciting the way that he runs the bases. I mean, he's very fast. He can steal bases, and, you know, he can work the count. He works the count very well. You know, he's going to get better. I know he's he's one of those guys that he's going to keep learning in this game. But if you got him, you know, and like you protect him, you talk to him, he's very listen to good guys. So he definitely is going to do the job. And probably in the beginning, it might be, you know, I would say this, that he will have a little bit of pressure, you know, because he's going to replace Sean Figgins. It's not easy. One of the guys that walk 100 walk and score 100 runs and still 30 and 40 stolen bases. But we know that he can do it. All you got to do is just give him a lot of confidence in the guy. You know, he can do that. And he was hidden in the nine in the lineup. But he can do the job. I think he's one of the guys that he can replace Sean Figgins in the I think he knows that, and he's in Dominican, probably, you know, working to get that spot and do the job as a leader guy.
And Bobby, just you know, as a person, but also as a player, does Eric have that mentality? Is he a guy you think would be up for the challenge of taking on that role or going after it, trying to get that job?
Well, I was talking to him, you know, during and the season, and of course I just know him for this season. But he likes the challenge. He's one of those guys like the challenge. And if you see in the way that he played the game, he don't try to hit homers. All he got to do is just trying to be on base. And he bunt a lot, so he made the infield move be aware. Anytime, so I think he's he's gonna like the challenge, and he's the challenge guy. So I think it's gonna be good for him.
All right, it's great talking to Bobby Abreu here on AM 830. Hey, Bobby, last couple things. You know, after Game 6 of the ALCS, you know, the season just it ends so quickly. You know, and the season's over after all that you guys went through. I'm curious for you personally to lose to the Yankees, to get that close, but to lose to the Yankees and to be in that spot, how tough was that? How difficult was it to get that close and then come up short?
It was very tough. I was so sad, you know, because I know what kind of team that we have, and these guys, wow, I mean, go to the field and show everything. Those guys have the heart, you know, to play this game. They love to play this game, and we play as a team. That's why we always have so much of chemistry, but personally, I just want to win that series so bad. Believe me, I was looking forward to getting to the World Series, looking forward to my first year with the Angels and win the World Series. That's one of the things that I just looking for so bad, and made it. But then, that's the team that gave me opportunity, you know, just come back. It was so exciting for me, you know, and lose that game. It hurt me. It hurt me so bad, you know. I was in shock, you know. I know we do everything to win these games, you know. But well, one of the others have to win, and one of the others have to lose. We just got the spot that we lost the game. But it was very hard. It was very hard because I think it was the perfect thing, you know, just to win those games and go into the World Series against the beat the Yankees and go to the World Series. I think it would be perfect, you know. But like I said before, it was hurt me. But well, we have to just look forward for the next year.
Yeah, no doubt. And Bobby, safe to say, I mean, at this stage of your career, I mean, you've been the man before. You've had the big contracts, but right now at this point, is the ring the thing? I mean, is that what you want? You want to get that World Series ring?
Believe it, baby. Believe it. That's what I'm just looking for. You know, I know I'm on the right team. I know that I'm on the right direction, you know, to get this ring. I was this close. I was this close this year, and next year it's going to be, you know, that ring in my hand. So, and this time in my career, that's what I'm really looking for.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to you coming back. Looking forward to spring training starting in a couple of months. In the meantime, hey, thank you for giving us a few minutes. I know you got a lot going on, especially here during the holiday season. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And again, all the best. And we'll talk to you next year, man.
Merry Christmas. And thank you, you know, to let me be in your show.
I really appreciate it, Bobby. You're the best, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bobby Abreu joining us here live on the Home of the Angels, AM 830. Very, very cool.